Well, during a Senate debate this week, Senator John McCain was playing poker on his phone. There's a better game to play. It's the smiling game. So we can forgive him and move on, because otherwise we're stuck. And we don't want to be stuck with what isn't working. We want to connect with that living energy of God. And we do that when we smile. When you have a sad face, people notice, don't they? What's wrong? When you have a smiling face, people smile back. It's a scientifically proven fact. And it's interesting, some of the research that I'll talk to you about in a minute. And I was thinking about, you may have seen the Snickers commercials on TV where there's a group of people talking and one of them's real grumpy and everything. And they say, oh, wait, you haven't eaten. They give them a Snickers and then they turn back to their normal self again. We have to be aware that it's easy to get caught up in what isn't working, because there's a lot of things that aren't working. But we also need to have a larger perspective and remember that there's this living presence of God that's everywhere, and it's in us. And when we connect with its life and its love and its joy, we can let that express through us in a way that makes a difference, that is powerful. I love this idea of light. This is from James chapter 1:17. Every good and every perfect gift is from above. Above, not necessarily meaning up above spatially, but above our usual consciousness. Coming down from the Father of lights, in whom can be no variation nor turning shadow. In other words, the light of God is always there. Just as when it's nighttime on our side of the planet, it doesn't mean that the sun all of a sudden went out. It's just that the planet is turned away. Our part of the planet is turned away from it, and it's shining brightly on the other side. And so whenever we're not seeing that light of God, it doesn't mean that it's not there. We just need to turn to it, because in God, there's no shadow. There's only the light that's there. And what Jesus said is that each of us is the light of the world. You know, it's easy to hear him say, I'm the light of the world. But he said, you are the light of the world. And he said, let your light thus shine before men, people, boys and girls, all the, so that they may see your upright works and glorify your Father who is in the heavens. So it is that light of God that's available to us that we can lay hold of in our consciousness so that it begins to shine in and through what we are in our lives. Now, it's interesting, probably smiles have been scientifically researched more than any other bodily function. And there's and going back hundreds of years. In fact, even Charles Darwin had a theory that if we would put a smile on our face, it would change our feelings, and it's since been shown to be true. So here's a study that was published last year. Researchers analyzed 230 photos of players in an old issue of the Baseball Register, and they found that on average, the guys with the bright, big smiles lived almost 5 years longer than the players with partial smiles, and 7 years longer than the players who had no smile or grin at all. So smiling helps you live longer. And it creates positive feelings that are linked to well-being. Also, another study shows that when subjects are shown the image of a smiling face for just 4 milliseconds, not even long enough for it to register in their conscious mind, that they experience a mini emotional high, just with that short of an image of a smile. And compared to the controlled groups who were not showed smiles, boring material seemed more interesting, neutral images looked more positive, and even bland drinks were tastier, with just that little 4 milliseconds of a smile. Feedback from facial expression affects emotional expression and behavior. In simple terms, this says you can actually improve your mood by smiling. Smiles suppress stress-inducing hormones and increase mood-enhancing hormones, and it also reduces high blood pressure. When an employee smiles at a stressed customer, they've shown that most of the time there is a report from that customer of satisfaction in the interaction. And it also reports in science that you get more help if you smile. Even smiling at a stranger produces what they call a Good Samaritan effect. If you smile at someone, they're more willing to help you. And when you smile, memory retrieval of your name is enhanced. So if you want people to remember your name, smile when you meet them. So it's a game. There's a series of games called non-competitive games. It's a game where it's not about one side winning or the other side losing. It's about everybody winning. And the smiling game is one of those games. And so I invite you to think of the smiling game this way. That the game is smile as at many people as you can and watch what happens. And what they've shown is that not only when you smile at someone does it make them smile, that they'll smile at the next person they meet too. And so it's a game that spreads. It's a game that brings a benefit to everybody in their lives. So here's the smile and you make the world a brighter place. That's just simple, isn't it? When we do that in our lives. And so we don't want to have a forced smile. And what they found, that the smile really has to happen in the eyes for it to make the biggest impact. And I'll come back to that in a minute. So we want to get rid of that image. And so here's... Isn't that another one? Here's another one. Look at the eyes. You can see the smile in the eyes, can't you, there? And now look at this one here. Here's this same woman, three different shots. What they, again, have shown scientifically that when you have a bigger smile, people think you look more attractive because that smile makes all the difference in life. So, first of all, I want us to smile with our mouths. Smile with your mouth, with your teeth and your lips. I remember I was doing some speaking, some training to be a speaker, and they said, one of the things you need to do is smile. And they said, practice your smile. And they said, what they did is go into your bathroom, don't look at the mirror yet, but put a smile on your face and then look at the mirror and see if it looks like a smile. Mine didn't. I had to practice to make it look like a smile. It looked more like a grimace than a smile. And so it took some practice to get that smile on the face. And as you practice that, then you recognize when you're with someone what's going to look like a smile and what isn't on your face. So we've got a mirror over here. So after service, I invite you to come and practice your smile. Make sure that you're going to do that. It takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. So you might as well smile. It's easier for you anyways. And they've also shown that laugh lines are more attractive than frown lines. So you want to practice your smiling with that. I've talked before about a 10-foot rule here at church, and I really invite you to have it in every part of your life. And the rule is, and again, it's part of the smiling game, that when you come within 10 feet of someone, smile at them, say hello, give them some kind of greeting. I've even got, so I have a 20-foot rule now. And when I'm at the mall or at the store or I'm, you know, going for a walk with the dogs, if someone comes within 20 feet of me, even if they don't want to look at me, I'm going to say hello and I'm going to smile at them. Whether they see my smile or not, I know they're going to feel it in my voice. And so that's a part of what's one of the games that I play, because it does make it, and I've seen it. You see somebody walking along and all of a sudden they look up and they see you smile and all of a sudden they stand up taller. It's as if they've got more energy because you've shared that energy of God with them in your life. So smile with your mouth. Here's our affirmation. I shine as the radiant light of God. Let's say that together. I shine as the radiant light of God. And then give me some teeth. Let's say it again. I shine as the radiant light of God. Okay? So we also want to smile with our eyes. And again, it's interesting how there was a scientist back, this is before Darwin, his name is Duchenne, he was a French scientist, and he would stimulate the facial muscles with an induction coil to make those muscles in the cheeks go up. And what he found was that when he did that to people, that they felt better. They felt better about themselves, and people seeing them smile felt better as well. But he said, what really makes a difference is when they're smiling with their eyes. Now, he's not smiling with his eyes, and he doesn't look like he's happy at all. He's the scientist studying smiles. It's like, didn't he read his own paper? But what they found is that when that smile hits the eyes, that's when we really light up, and when others light up around us as well. Because smiles are contagious, and it makes a difference. And so, again, I invite you to have this game that you play of seeing how many people you can smile. Now, interesting, even when we're traveling overseas, that again, there's a language barrier many times, but if you smile, it makes all the difference in the world, you know, because we hear about, you know, the ugly American tourist. And it's usually because they're grumpy, because they're in a language with, in a place with a different language, food they're not used to, accommodations that they're confused about. But if you smile, you get a lot better support and help than any other way. We use this symbol sometimes to represent a smiley face. Now it's interesting, in Japan, what they use is this for a smiley face. Because again, for them it's about the eyes, not about the mouth. It's about how the eyes look when they smile in their life. So we also want to smile with our heart. There's a phrase, you've probably heard it, says that life is too important to take seriously. Because when we get serious about life, again, what usually happens is our focus narrows. But when we have a sense of joy about life, then all of a sudden there's this expansionness that takes place. I was also thinking about in that phrase that life is too important to be taken seriously, that the abbreviation for important is IMP, imp. If we can have that sense of being an imp in life, that bringing that joy, bringing that light, bringing that blessing, then our hearts are going to have a sense of fullness that really makes a difference in our lives. So there's some more research. This is from the British Medical Journal. It said that when one person is happy, the feeling migrates to at least two people beyond. So if you smile, a friend of a friend is more likely to smile too. So a couple of things that make my heart smile. This is Cleopatra, our dog, and Meredith got her an angel costume for Halloween. She did. Our other dog would not have put up with this, but she was okay. But what really makes my heart smile is this picture here. This is my granddaughter, Cora, showing you her primary sensory organ. That's what's on my phone when I turn it on in the morning. Sticking her tongue out at me. Makes me feel good. So we also want to smile with our soul. When we have forgotten about God's love, when we've forgotten about God's grace, when we've forgotten about God's peace, life is pretty barren. But when we remember that this infinite presence of love is always with us, this infinite presence of joy is always with us, and it's wanting to work in and through us in a greater way as well. Again, more research from a British study. You know how happy chocolate makes some people? They actually were able to measure psychologically that a smile can produce the same amount of positive brain stimulation as up to 2,000 bars of chocolate with a lot less calories. And the same study said that a smile can generate the same feeling in us as receiving $25,000 in cash. Think about that. And of course, the other part of when we talk about, you know, the law of attraction is that when we have that feeling, we're more open to receiving those things that we're looking for as well. This past week, a longtime Unity minister, Dorothy Pearson, passed away. Dorothy and her husband Phil were ministers at the Unity Church in Sacramento for decades and decades. They had a show called The Best Is Yet to Be. And in the little bit of an announcement that they had, they said that Dorothy started working at Silent Unity in 1934. That's almost 80 years ago that she started working in Silent Unity. She has been involved in teaching and living and sharing Unity for nearly 80 years. That made my soul smile when I thought of that. And the beautiful grace, the beautiful love, the beautiful light of God that she expressed to so many people around the world. And to recognize, don't we want to leave some kind of legacy like that, that when people think of us, they just think of that joy, they think of that light. We practice that smile, we practice this game, and we find it working in our lives again and again. So here's this game that when you're feeling grumpy will change the way that you feel about yourself. It's been scientifically proven. It'll change the way that you feel when you smile. The world will be a brighter place. And it's a game where everybody wins. The presence of God is smiling in you. I invite you to take that smile and play the smiling game with the people around you. Let us pray. Thank you, God. Thank you for the livingness of your presence within us and around us. Thank you for that gift of life and joy. Thank you, God. Amen. One more story I want to share, too. I was going into Albertsons, the grocery store, and as I was headed toward the produce department, I saw a man there with about 2-year-old, maybe 2.5-year-old sitting in the cart, and the 2-year-old was facing me, and I was practicing the smiling game, and so I was smiling at this 2-year-old, and he goes, "Gampa!" And his dad turns around and goes, "That doesn't look like Grandpa." But I think it was the smile. I think that's what it was. It was the smile that made the difference. Well, the music team isn't back yet because they're rehearsing for their next piece. So do I have any more pictures? I don't know if I put any more pictures in here. So keep smiling, right? Keep smiling. No, I cannot tap dance. No, that would be funny. That would really be funny if I tried to do that. Well, let's just practice. Let's just practice smiling then, okay? So get up and just smile. And you have to smile at least 10 people. At least 10 people, you got to smile.